I think there are a number of elements to a solution here, some of which I've heard discussed, many I haven't. We had fixed the stock assessment. We beat that horse this morning. We don't need to beat it anymore. But what I haven't heard discussed by anybody really to any meaningful amount is bycatch reduction. You know, everybody says, give me a number, and that number generally pretty much corresponds to what they think they're going to need. I would submit to you that nothing clarifies the mind in terms of bycatch reduction like being given a number that doesn't give you what you need. You know, having been there a number of times, I guarantee there's a lot of bright, innovative people in this room that'll come up with solutions to reducing the bycatch of yellowtails and scallops if they're given a number they can't live with. I do think we should set a percentage for the long term. We can't, you know, I won't be here next year, but you guys can't be here every single year arguing the same thing over and over and over. I thought 16% was a viable number. It's the highest number of a 10-year period. I thought it was a pretty generous donation, quite frankly. And I support that. I won't be supporting this motion. And the last is to create a trading mechanism between the fleets. I haven't heard anybody discuss that. Let's face it, the scallop fishery dwarfs the groundfish fishery in economic gain. They can buy yellowtails. They can buy the groundfish fleet, never mind buy the yellowtails from the groundfish fleet, and still have money in their back pocket. And yet we haven't discussed seriously that ability at all, and I think that's the way to proceed forward. It's to set a fixed percentage right now, 16, then figure out a trading mechanism so that they can buy the rest of the yellowtail fleet, which will pretty much subsidize the groundfish fleet in New Bedford. I would venture that the price will be somewhere between $5 and $10. And that should keep everybody humming along quite nicely in New Bedford. And then I'll give you one last thing, since I've used musicians a lot here today, to take away from this discussion before it's over, and that's the Rolling Stones. You can't always get what you want. And that's what's going to happen here today. Nobody is going to get what they want out of this discussion, and we ought to just state that right up front. So as I said, I can't support the motion to amend. I think we should go with the 16%. I think we should figure out a way to set up a trading mechanism at this meeting, and that's it.